Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, we're gonna talk, sports as usual. We're going to talk about the U.S. hockey, you know, as the Winter Olympics are about to end. We'll also talk about the Knicks, unfortunately. Of course, we're going to preview the Elimination Chamber, and also we're going to talk about what's going to happen on a huge night, tomorrow night on Raw, with the return of Hulk Hogan and the launch of the WWE Network. So, of course, you know, you guys know the number, and, you know, without further ado, let's talk U.S. Hockey, you know. Let's start off with the men's hockey. I don't know if you saw, Friday afternoon. Basically, the men's team, they basically laid an egg against the Canadian team. I mean, up until that point, you know, the U.S. Hockey team was scoring at will,
yeah.
But against the underdog, Team Canada, I mean, obviously, you know, Canada is very huge in Canada. So it's not like, you know, it's something like, you know what I mean? Like it's like they're out of the element, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But up until Friday afternoon, you know, the U.S. was scoring at will, and the Canadian team was kind of inconsistent. But you know, they flicked that switch when they faced the USA, and the day right after the women's team hockey. USA team lost to the women's in the finals. Basically, you know, Canada went back to back because Canada they beat Team USA, the men's one, by the score of 1-0. So basically, 2 days in a row, you know, the Team Canada in both the men and women eliminated Team USA out of Olympic contention.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But, you know, Canada, these Canadians know how to play hockey, man. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They rule hockey.
Basically, and yesterday.
They're like black people to, like a black people to basketball.
But, USA, they played the bronze medal game, and you know, they basically, you know, got their butt whooped. So now the team that, you know, that was potentially expected to win the Olympic gold, they walk home, they come back home with nothing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, but, you know. And I heard some of the players on the U.S. team got injured.
Mm.
Especially Islander player who's out for the season.
Oh, is it the I'm trying to remember who is it? Okoposo? Oposo? I forgot the guy's name. Is that him?
Let me see.
In any case, you know, at least the women's team USA. I mean, at least they lost in the gold game. You know, they won silver. But you know, since the men's team lost in the semifinals and then lose. To Finland, I believe, in the bronze game. Basically, they're going home with nothing, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Exactly. And a team, switching gears to a team that hasn't won anything in over 40 years, and of course, you know who I'm talking about. The only team me and you both root for.
The Knicks.
You got it.
Yeah, it's a bad Friday night and a bad night yesterday.
Oh yeah. They, I guess we'll start with Friday night, you know, after they finally won the game. Let me see, what day was that? Was it Tuesday night, I think? I'm trying to remember what game it was. Oh, no, wait, it was Wednesday. Wait, let me try to think. What day did they finally win a game? It was it Thursday? Because they finally beat it. I think it was Thursday. Thursday they finally they beat a team. I can't even remember who it is right now. What team was it? Where's my mind drawing a blank? I forgot.
Carl had 42 points in that, right?
It was Wednesday. It was Wednesday night.
Was it the Bobcats?
Could have been. I just can't remember off the top of my head.
I know it was a scrubby team.
Yeah, they beat up on a team. I can't. It could have been Bobcats. You know what? I think you're right. I think it was the Bobcats. And then they snapped a 3-game losing streak. And then afterwards,
it was the Pelicans.
Oh, the Pelicans, right, with Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Right, I remember that, right. Because that was the same place, where Carmelo Anthony on Sunday, you know, he set a career high, NBA record, 8 three-pointers in an All-Star game.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, after that, Thursday night, they lost to the Hawks. Was it the Hawks? I'm getting all these teams mixed up. No, Hawks was yesterday.
The Friday was the Magic.
So we won Wednesday night. We won Wednesday. We lost Friday night to Magic when Oladipo, scored 30 points and had a career high 14 assists. I mean, he just dominated us, and I don't know how he got fouled on that last play in the double overtime.
That was ridiculous.
It must have been Casper that the friendly ghost who fouled them, because I've seen the replay like at least 15 times, and I still don't know who fouled them. But in any case, it doesn't really matter. I mean, that dunk highlighted the game for the Magic. Not to mention Chandler's near dunk when he dunked the ball into the rim, but since he dunked it so hard, it bounced off his head out of the. It was like if you rewind, it's like if you dunk the ball and you put in rewind. That's basically how the ball looked. It like flew right out of the rim and it didn't count. It flew backwards. You know what I'm saying? Like if you dunk the ball and then you press rewind on a VCR and you see it go back out, that's exactly how it looked. And of course it didn't count. And basically Knicks, you know, lost in overtime. Was it 129-125, something like that?
Yeah, and it was unfortunate, man. Knicks were in there, went to double overtime. You know, they had a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they managed to lose it like usual.
Oh yeah, and yesterday they did the same thing too. They had like a 14-point lead most of the way, and then they lose by like what, 9 yesterday. So it's like, you know, and I wanted to watch some of the game too anyway, because I mean the fourth quarter is when it really matters, and that's when Knicks, you know, they disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be anybody in the fourth quarter.
Man, the Knicks have lost 7 of the last 9 games. They're 2-7 in the last 9 games, man.
The way how they're playing, that's an improvement.
Crazy.
Typical, man. And that's how, unfortunately, it's going to be like that for a long time until, you know, the Knicks get their act together.
Man, it's ridiculous. They're not going to make the playoffs.
That's obvious. They wouldn't make the playoffs if they flip their record upside down. Sure. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I'm speechless right now.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I apologize for cursing, but, you know.
Yeah.
The Knicks have been playing.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you know, kids could be listening, but you know, I understand the frustration, man. I understand, man. I totally understand. Well, with that, shoot, I don't even know what to say now.
Let's move on.
Yeah, basically. You excited about tomorrow night Raw?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan making his debut. Well, not his debut, but his return back to the WWE. That's gonna be good to see. Want to see what he's gonna say and what is his role gonna be in the company?
Yeah, because there's rumors he's gonna be a GM. You know, for Raw, and I just remember earlier today that Brad Maddox is still technically the GM.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Fire him.
I would assume they're going to fire him tomorrow, which is long overdue, because this guy has one of the worst mic skills ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
He makes John Laurinaitis seem like the Rock on the mic. I mean, this guy, I don't know if that's part of his gimmick or he really can't speak on the mic like that.
He sucks, man. It's horrible.
Because if this is all part of his gimmick, then that guy deserves an Oscar. Because that guy has no mic skills whatsoever. I mean, this guy shouldn't even be in NXT, let alone be the GM of Raw. He can't even talk.
I agree with you. It's horrible, but yeah, that's Hogan might be the GM just like he was in TNA.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they might. Maybe that's the way they'll take a little jab at TNA, show them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, he's gonna, of course, the even bigger news, he's gonna host WrestleMania 30. basically like what The Rock did on WrestleMania 27.
Yep.
In Atlanta. So, I mean, it's great that he's back.
Yeah, it's going to be good to see, you know, how he performs, whether it be a wrestler or a GM or a referee.
Yeah. It's nice. It makes it, you know, you needed him to be involved, you know, because, you know, WrestleMania 30, you know, you need that extra buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, you know, he's like, what, almost 60, you know, his name still resonates, you know, in professional wrestling.
Yeah, he's still a popular wrestler, and, you know, he's definitely going to draw a lot of his fans still follow him, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, it's kind of like what they were saying. I don't remember if it was JR. It might have been JR or could have been King at WrestleMania 18, you know, in that iconic Rock versus Hogan match. At the Sky Dome, you know, they were saying that how basically, you know, it's like Babe Ruth versus Barry Bonds, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, going one-on-one, you know, like in a, you know, like in a home run derby, basically.
Yep.
And that's basically what Hogan is. He's the Babe Ruth, you know, of, you know, WWE.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. One of the biggest names and greatest wrestlers, you know, in wrestling history, so.
Yeah. So it's nice to see him come back, potentially as a, you know, as a GM. Anybody other than Brad Maddox, because I don't know about you, I forgot he was the GM.
You don't see him sometimes.
Yeah, he popped up, like, maybe once in the last, what, month or so. I totally forgot he was a GM, to be honest with you.
Because Kane, you've been seeing a lot more of Kane.
I was
about
to say that.
Kane has been sticking up for the
authority.
For authority, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good. Oh, speaking of which, there's some, you know, Hall of Fame news. Hogan's NWO brothers might get inducted. The rumor is right now is that Scott Hall might be the next guy to get inducted.
That's going to be interesting.
AKA your boy Razor Ramon. You know?
Yeah, I love that. As a young boy.
Wrestling.
Yeah, as a young boy, I loved Razor Ramon. He was my favorite wrestler.
Yeah. Who's the machismo? As he said.
Chicos.
And, you know, Scott Hall, not Scott Hall, Kevin Nash is also rumored too, but the rumor is more stronger for Scott Hall.
Yeah, I'm gonna love that.
Yeah, hopefully it's true. And another rumor is tomorrow, Paul Bearer, of course, you know, the legendary manager of you know, Undertaker and Kane and, you know, Mankind. He might get announced into the Hall of Fame tomorrow.
That's gonna be great.
Of course, you know, that's well deserved. You know.
Yeah.
That's one of the best managers of all time. I mean, it goes without saying.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's up there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely in the top five.
Oh, yeah. No
minimum,
doubt about that.
Minimum.
No doubt.
Of the, you know, of the greatest managers, you know, in professional wrestling history.
Yeah, I agree.
And let me try to think what else. Of course, you know, Jake the Snake Roberts, he got, you revealed that to me earlier today. He revealed he has cancer. So that's sad news right there.
He noticed, he found out he had the cancer. He noticed a bump behind his knee, I think, and he went to the doctor and they told him he had cancer.
Mm.
And I don't know what type of cancer it is, but, you know.
So you don't know if it's malignant or benign?
I don't know. He hasn't said.
Mm. Or maybe he doesn't know yet.
But he says that he'll still be able to make it to the WWE Hall of Fame induction. So
hopefully it's a benign and they could just remove that little part and, you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah. Looks like he will need surgery.
Because,
I mean, you got to remove that tumor.
Because
it is a bump.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it would be a malignant tumor.
Yeah, man. So far this class this class is awesome. I mean, the 2014 class, you have Ultimate Warrior, you know, the former world champion who, the first man to defeat, Hogan at a WrestleMania, which was, of course, WrestleMania 6, you know, in 1990.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, of course, you got Jake the Snake Roberts, arguably one of the greatest wrestlers of all time to never win a WWE championship.
And the innovator of the DDT.
And the innovator of the DDT, which is now a common move for everybody, you know, from Randy Orton to The Rock, Stone Cold, anybody who's been in the business, you know, from the 90s on, basically they have the DDT as a signature move.
Yeah.
If not a finisher, depending on who it is.
And Jake the Snake, he inspired pastors to handle snakes.
Well, those snake toddler ones. But what was I to say? Oh yeah, and also Lita, you know, she's also inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All right, yep.
So you know that's
well deserving.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's one of the greatest classes, you know, they've ever had.
No doubt.
And you know, there's rumors Mr. T might go in. You know, of course, you know Hogan's NWO brothers that we just mentioned, Paul Bearer. And maybe even DDP. You know, he helped both Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall, you know, turn their life around, you know, with his yoga program that he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he goes in. I would assume he'd go in this year or next year.
I hope so. I hope it's this year. It'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be nice for all three of them to go in.
Yeah.
You know. But now that you remind me, guess who's the top guy who's gonna headline WrestleMania in Los Angeles next year?
Who?
I'll give you a clue. This person is well deserving. But it's up to this person to accept it or not.
The Macho Man's brother?
No. This person is, you know, one of the greatest superstars of all time and a former WWE and WCW champion. I'll give you a clue. I think this guy should have won in at least since 09.
Since 09. Owen Hart? Owen Hart is not past.
Yeah, Owen Hart. Oh, yeah, Owen Hart is dead. I mean, obviously he's well deserving as well, but I'm talking about probably one of the few wrestlers who's alive that's deserving. The Hall of Fame is empty without him.
Yeah, I can't think. I give up.
The Rock. See, the answer was so simple. You were thinking too hard.
Wait, The Rock is not in the Hall of Fame yet?
No, he's not.
Oh, you're right.
As soon as Stone Cold went, I was saying that they should have went in together or the year right after that. That was during
the time,
you know, Rock's hiatus when he was still, you know, doing like, what's the name of those movies? Like Tooth Fairy, you know, those. What was the other movie he did? I'm trying to think around that time. Race to Witch Mountain, those type of movies. You know, that was just before he came back to WWE. So, yeah, I forgot about that. It's up to him. It's up to him to decide if he wants to. That's the rumor. Because, obviously, you know, he could have went in years ago, I heard the rumor, but, you know, he felt like he's not retired yet.
Yeah, he's still, I mean, he's probably still going to come back and wrestle a few more matches, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's going to come back. I think WrestleMania 31 will be his last one.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's, according to his interviews, he's comfortable retiring the way how he ended, you know, because he put over John Cena at WrestleMania 29, you know, which is basically, you know what, in the wrestling business, you know, you pass the torch to the next guy, you know.
Right.
Even though, you know, John Cena's already established, you know.
Right.
As a, you know, a champion and a future Hall of Fame guy, but, you know. you know, Rock, you know, did Cena a favor, even though, you know, Cena, you know, is already established already.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's basically, you know, a copycat of The Rock versus Hogan, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly, it's exactly like that. It's exactly
yeah, basically,
like that.
You know, the young guy is already established, but you have the legendary guy losing to him and basically, you know, putting him on that legendary status.
Yeah.
Let me see what else happened. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Oh, yeah, Elimination Chamber is tonight. And, you know, who do you think is going to win? Ryback, Axel versus the Rules Brothers. Who do you think is going to win that?
I'm going to go with, yeah, that's going to be a tough one, man.
Yeah, it is a tough one, but I have a reasoning why I think who's going to win.
I'll come back to that because that's a tough choice right there.
Oh, by the way, breaking news: Brooklyn Nets signed Jason Collins. He returns to the Nets, and he's back with the Nets, the team he started his career. So he is now officially the first gay player in history.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah.
But did you decide who's going to win that match?
I'll probably say Cody Rhodes and Goldust will win.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. I think one of the brothers are going to turn heel, and then they're going to have the Ruler.
Oh, yeah, that could
dream,
happen.
Dream match, you know, World Brothers versus each other.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's the only reason why I think, the World Brothers are going to lose.
You're right. Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah, because I mean, I thought it was gonna happen in Royal Rumble, but it didn't. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
It could happen at this event.
And Usos versus, the New Age Outlaws for the tag team titles. I think this is the Usos' night, and Usos will finally win the tag titles, and basically the New Age Outlaws are gonna, you know, put over Rikishi's twins.
It's gonna be great.
What you think? Do you think who you think gonna win that match?
Damn, that's another tough one.
I can see it going either way, but I think it's the Usos' night.
I don't think
they're gonna lose at WrestleMania.
I think the Outlaws will defend it. I think if the Usos win the tag title, it'll be at WrestleMania.
You know what? You might be right because it just popped in my mind. Yeah, unless there's a few continues to WrestleMania, then, yeah, I think you have a point there.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna stick with the Usos, you know, winning. Even though if the feud does continue at WrestleMania, that would be the more likely time.
Yeah.
Let me think. What are the matches there? Big E Langston versus who's the other guy? Jack Swagger for the Intercontinental title. My pick is Langston.
I think Langston will defend it.
Yeah. Because even though Swagger is on a hot streak, you know, Langston is, you know, one of the up-and-coming guys, young
mm-hmm.
guys. So makes no sense of them taking the title off his hands so quickly.
Exactly.
Let me see, what other match? Oh, yeah, Batista versus Del Rio. I think Batista
is going to win that. That's basically going to be a squash match, like you said.
Yeah, he's definitely going to dominate that match. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's not even going to be a contest.
Yep.
And I guess the Shield versus White Family. I think
the White Family is going to win that.
And I agree. Because the Shield is as popular as possibly can be for villainous, you know, stable.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And plus, the Wyatt family needs to be built up to that level. And by Wyatt's beating the Shield, you know, the Shield will officially break up, and Roman Reigns could go his separate ways and compete for a title in the near future.
That's true, yep. You're right.
So that's why...
Yeah.
That's why I think that's going to happen. Even though I would prefer the Shield to win, because I think Shield is the much better team. But, you know, business-wise, I think, you know, they want to build up the Wyatt family to that level. So that's why they're going to that's why the Wyatt family is going to win.
I think so, too. I think the Wyatt family is going to win, and I think this will be the this will probably be the night that Shield start breaking up.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I think, too. And the Elimination Chamber match, I'm picking Daniel Bryan, even though, I don't know, WWE's been showing that they're you know, they don't want him to have the title, but tonight is the night to officially see if this is backwards, if this is backstage politics, or if this was, if they were building up the whole Daniel Bryan thing from the start of him winning, you know. But I'm gonna pick Daniel Bryan, but I could see Cesaro winning or Randy Orton retaining.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Me too.
And another thing, there's a rumor that Wyatt family is gonna interfere in the Elimination Chamber match to cost Cena a shot at the championship.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's been a rumor that Wyatt, you know, Bray Wyatt's gonna fight John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's gonna go through, what this would be the perfect chance for them to attack John Cena, costing them the match.
Wow.
Hopefully, Daniel Bryan will win.
I think Daniel Bryan will win that match tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be a huge injustice if Daniel Bryan doesn't come out as champion, man. That main event match is going to get booed more than the Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg match at WrestleMania 20.
Oh, fans are going to go crazy if Daniel Bryan doesn't win this.
But if Daniel Bryan wins, that's most likely going to set up a triple threat match, because Orton's going to most likely cash it in, unless if the Authority force him to cash it in like tonight on the Raw. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
they might have a title match tomorrow. Because think about it, this is the big WWE launch. The title could switch hands. You know what I mean? To make the launch of the Monday night, I mean of the WWE network, even more epic by the title switching hands. So, for all we know, Daniel Bryan beats Orton, and the rest of the other guys. There could be a rematch clause tomorrow. And then Daniel Bryan, you know, retains the title, and basically it'll be Daniel versus Batista.
Yeah,
which is a weird matchup anyway. Unless if Batista turns heel, that's the only way the matchup could work.
I don't know about you.
Because Daniel Bryan versus Batista as a good guy, it's a weird matchup.
I don't think that should happen. I mean, I think
it's a weird buildup.
It looks like it's going to be Batista. Well, it was definitely going to be Batista versus Orton, 51 Royal Rumble.
I think you're right. I think that's what it looks. It looks more logical that way. But they're going to get booed out of the ring, though. If Daniel Bryan is nowhere in that main event match for the WWE title at WrestleMania, that match is going to get booed.
Maybe it'll be a triple threat.
It might be. It better be a triple threat, because. It better be a triple threat.
Well, maybe Daniel Bryan wins tonight. He wins the championship.
And then he retains it tomorrow when Orton, if Orton opts out of his, you know, he gets his rematch clause tomorrow.
Right.
That's the only way Daniel Bryan and Batista would fight against each other, minus a triple threat.
Right.
Because, I mean, it makes... the whole problem is Batista winning. He shouldn't have won Royal Rumble. That's what messed the whole thing up.
Man, Daniel Bryan should have been in that first
place. Exactly. It should have been Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns who won.
Mm-hmm.
That's what would have made the Royal Rumble much better. But, you know, we don't run WWE, so we just watch it.
Yeah, exactly. We have no control over it, so.
Exactly. Hopefully Daniel Bryan wins, and hopefully it's a great Elimination Chamber match, you know, the last pay-per-view event until WrestleMania. when the you know, WWE Network launches tomorrow.
And that's going to be big. It's $9.99 per month. You get to watch, you know, all the WWE archives, pay-per-views. And, yeah, it's going to be great. I probably won't sign up right away. I'm probably just going to – well, maybe I might just do the trial, you know, and then sign up. I like it.
Yeah, maybe I should do that too. Should be awesome. Anything you'd like to say?
Well, enjoy Elimination Chamber and check out this show, usual, here on Block Talk Radio, 6 p.m. on Sundays. Check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11.
Thanks a lot, man. You're the man. Check out both shows, my show at 6 p.m. on Sundays, and check out his show, Saturdays, 11 p.m. Only on Block Talk Radio, folks, so... With Macaulay Matthew, I'm William Ramo. I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy your week.
Peace out.